Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is that time, Joel. What an impeccable music drop. I love it. It is the time to draft our fantasy teams. But there is a caveat. Only Pitt, Penn State, or West Virginia players are eligible. The rules are as follows, and Joel will have the number one overall pick. So Joel, prepare momentarily, and we will just alternate. We're not going to get fancy. Can't really do a snake draft with two teams. One quarterback, two running backs, two receivers, a flex, a tight end, a kicker, and a defense. You ready?
Let's do it. So what I do want to mention is, can I just do like whoever, just like the best player on the board? Or are we going to go like quarterback and then?
Oh, no. Whoever. Best player on the board.
Whoever? Okay.
If you want to take a kicker first overall, by all means, Joel, you do you.
Okay, well, the one name that actually, there are two names that I really want to reserve, and I'm torn between.
You can only
between,
pick once.
I'm torn
one
between.
At a time.
I know. All right, one of my running backs, Tony Dorsett.
I thought we were doing current players.
Oh, current players. Okay, well, that changes things. I thought we were doing all-time players. Oh, no.
I thought we were doing current players.
Okay, we will do current players. And I'm going to take Desmond Reed.
Okay. That was tremendous. We had no reason to talk about what era we would be drafting. I assumed you knew one thing, and you assumed that I was talking about something else.
Yeah, I thought we were going like all time. So that's on me.
That's fun. That's all right.
I guess I could take Mike Ditka off my board now.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, you can draft him. I just don't think it's going to be terribly productive and probably tough for readers to decipher. All right. So you took Desmond Reed. He was my first pick in the Brian Batko League college football fantasy draft. I'm going to go a little different for this one. Drew Aller, quarterback from Penn State. Joel, you're up.
I'll take Nicholas Singleton, Penn State.
And that's good because he still plays football for them. Oh, I already hate my strategy, Joel. See? I can't take a quarterback. The logical pick here would be Eli Holstein. But I can't have two quarterbacks. And you've got two running backs, and you're better than me, and you're sitting here. What? I'm so mad at I quit. I stink. I have to take a wide receiver. I guess I'll take Trevor Peña.
I'm going to take Penn State's defense. They are all in for this year.
Just keep rubbing my nose in it, Joel. Thank you so much. I can't draft Eli Holstein, so you know that. I'm the genius who took the quarterback first off. I guess I should probably go wide receiver. But I don't know. I'm buying some time here. No, I'm doing it. Kenny Johnson.
That was going to be my next pick.
I thought about getting creative, but no, I'm just not.
We still need a tight end. We need a kicker. This I completely threw a wrench into all my plans because now I got to look at the depth chart for all these teams.
I mean, it's a good time for you to take Eli Holstein. I'm just saying.
That is true. I'm going to do that. Thank you.
Even though there's no threat of me taking him because of our draft rules. You can wait until the very last round if you want. Who's available? Katron Allen?
Yeah.
That's Well, we should draft. Don't sleep on the West Virginia guys. I'm sleeping on the West Virginia guys here. All right. Did you make your pick?
I'll take Kyron Hudson from Penn State.
Okay. I need a running back, and I will go with the little West Virginia action, Jahiam White. C.J. Donaldson is now, where is he at? He transferred somewhere. Somewhere big. Where did Donaldson wind up?
The heck if I know.
Come on. Ohio State? Whatever. C.J., I'll have to Google it because it's bothering me now. Yep, Ohio State. Chance he could play there. A couple guys at Ohio State there. I'm not sure how they're going to figure out the running back situation. But all right, so you took Kyron Hudson. You are on the clock, my friend.
I'm not too familiar with all these kickers, so I'll take Ryan Barker from Penn State.
Okay.
Next time, when it's you and I, we have to do like the all-time version of this.
Yeah, because you're prepared.
Yes, that's what I had planned out. I had like two quarterbacks and four running backs, four receivers.
Goodness.
I'll take
so
two.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
So you went kicker. I'm going to go with Luke Reynolds. No. I'm not sleeping on Khalil Dinkins. I'm taking the local guy. Khalil Dinkins, tight end, Penn State.
So I have my quarterback, two running backs, defense, kicker. So I need a tight end and another receiver. Man, I wanted Kenny Johnson. That would have been cool.
Well, too bad, Joel. You'll have to settle.
I'm just not too familiar with like the current. You took Jaden Bray from WVU, correct?
No, I did not.
Okay, I'll take Jaden Bray.
Okay. I figure out what I need. I have my tight end. I don't have a kicker or a defense. I guess I'll take the Pitt defense.
That sounds like a typical fantasy football draft. You wait till the end to
Yeah,
take.
I'm basically set at my skill spots. Although, oh no, Joel. Epic fail. All right. I'm not pointing it out, though. You're up.
So your team again. You have Drew Aller, Katron Allen.
No, I do not have Katron Allen.
Oh, I thought you did take Katron Allen.
Nope. I think I thought I did, too. Because my epic fail is I'm missing a running back. I took a defense before I took a running back.
I think all I need
I
is
have
a
Jahiam
tight end,
White
right?
from WVU that I'm happy about, but I need to take another running back.
Well, I only have a tight end, right? No, I took a tight end, didn't I?
No.
I can't recall. Okay.
No, you need a tight end. You go with Jake Overman?
Yeah, Jake Overman. That's my pick.
So I'm going to go with Katron Allen, finally. That one's easy.
I set that on a tee for you.
Yeah, thank you. So we do have a flex. Remember that. You can take another skill guy if you want. You can go Poppy Williams from Pitt.
Oh, it's a good pick.
He's on the board. Joel's Goff. Luke Reynolds from Penn State, if you want to go tight end. If he puts up Tyler Warren-like numbers, you might like that. Devontae Ross, wide receiver. You've got options. Cam Vaughn from WVU, sorry.
Isn't it your pick?
No, it's yours. I just took Catron Allen.
Can I take Rodney Gallagher?
Oh, Laurel Highlands, Joel.
Yeah.
There you go. I forgot about Gallagher. I will go with Cam Vaughn from WVU.
So I still have one more. We each have one more pick, right?
But you have to be, yours has to be Eli Holstein because you don't have a quarterback. Well, it doesn't have to be. You can take.
Oh, I thought I took Holstein.
No. You can take Nikon Martial if you want, or Nico Martial if you want.
So Holstein's yours, correct?
No. No, I took Drew Aller.
Oh, that's right. Well, can I take Holstein now?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
And I need a kicker.
Has to be from Pitt or WVU.
I'll go Trey Butkowski, the true freshman. I don't know if I like that pick, but it's going to be interesting. All right, so to recap, Joel has Desmond Reed in his backfield. Desmond Reed and Nicholas Singleton. Very good backfield. Eli Holstein is his quarterback. Kyren Hudson, Rodney Gallagher, and Jaden Bray. Tight end, Jake Overman. Joel has the Penn State defense and Ryan Barker. My quarterback is Drew Aller. My wide receivers are Trevor Pena, Kenny Johnson, and Cam Vaughn. My running backs are Jahiam White, Catron Allen. My tight end is Khalil Dinkins. Trey Butkowski is my kicker, and I have the Pitt defense. Okay. Joel, I think you won. Great work.
Well,
I like your team better than mine.
Thank you. I'll take that.
Especially since you were preparing to draft an all-time team.
I came in with like zero preparedness, I guess, and
yep.
Came out with probably, B-minus team if I had to.
It's pretty good.
Put it on paper.
Thought you did well.
Thank you.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, cut the draft music. We have to get down to brass tacks now. We have another storyline. Joel, I know you're a big baseball guy, and I want to debate this a little bit as we take you into the nightly sports call about 20 more minutes until that takes place. But a little bit ago, I guess about a week ago now, something like that, Rob Manfred was on ESPN talking about the idea of expansion. And I wanted to float that with you, Joel. We talked about it with Colin Beasley, whether it would be good, whether it would be bad. I personally like the idea of expansion. I'm fascinated by what becomes of it. there are also some offshoot storylines here with Major League Baseball, and I'm a little surprised we're talking about expansion and we're not necessarily talking about a salary cap as much or ABS. Like, Major League Baseball has some things that it needs to fix, and I'm not sure the groupings of teams in divisions are what we need to be concentrating on. But nonetheless, man, it sure seems like this is going to happen, at least from the tone of Rob Manfred's comments, that he'd really like to see this. And if you add teams, they want to use this as an opportunity to group them geographically. And I don't know where the Pirates are going to fall in this. Like, I do think MLB is going to go through some sort of geographic realignment at some point. I've also seen iterations of this that put the Pirates with the Mets, the Nationals, and the Phillies. I don't know how you separate the Nationals and the Orioles, but so be it. I've seen another model that does have the Nationals and the Orioles, and I believe it's with the Phillies, and you put the Mets in with the New York teams, or with the Yankees and the New York teams together, I think up with Boston and somebody else. I've also seen a group that has them with the Ohio teams, the Reds, the Guardians, and then the Detroit Tigers. That would make sense. There have been others that have them in an American League iteration. That one had them with the Orioles, the Nationals, and the Guardians. That was in Fox Sports. Like, basically every publication puts the Pirates in a different place. Baseball America put them in with the Braves, the Orioles, the Reds, the Marlins, the Phillies, the Rays, and the Nationals in a Northern division. I don't know. I don't know. It makes me sort of long for the NL Central or miss the NL Central. I've got mixed opinions on it. I understand why Major League Baseball would do this, although in classic Major League Baseball fashion, we're not even looking at the problem. The problem is economics, right? The problem is a cap, a floor, teams like the Pirates functioning the same as the teams like the Yankees. Fix that! I don't need to jumble up the divisions or have things that are more geographically aligned. I need an economic system that makes sense. But as a former baseball writer, I am intrigued by the idea of expansion, new places to go, teams in these cities. And those cities right now are Charlotte or Raleigh, somewhere in North Carolina, Salt Lake City, Portland, and Nashville. Personally, I think Nashville is going to jump to the top of that list. Anytime you talk to people in baseball about where baseball should and could go, Nashville is up there. I could see Major League Baseball wanting something in the Pacific Northwest as well. I'm a little surprised Montreal has fallen by the wayside, but I could see it being maybe Portland and Nashville. That would make a lot of sense to me. Before we get into some other things that I think Major League Baseball should be focusing on, Joel, what do you think about expansion teams? Do you have any favorite sites? Where would you like to see MLB go the most?
Yeah, Nashville is such a really cool...
You've been there?
I've been like through Nashville and stuff a couple times. It's the atmosphere is really cool. And right down like Broadway, I think, is the main street where held the NFL draft the 1 year. Yeah, Nashville is pretty incredible. They seem like a place that could easily hold another sports team to go along with the Titans and the Predators. Nashville, Salt Lake, Portland would be another cool spot. I think that one was brought up as well in some capacity. Austin, Texas, I think that's...
Oh, yeah, Austin. I forgot about that.
That's a market that deserves at least one professional sports team within the four major sports of NFL and NBA and such.
That's
NHL,
fair.
MLB. Austin, Texas is like way too big to not have something, I would say. Hey, what about San Antonio?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I'm kind of anti-Texas, though. They've got teams.
That's true, and that's probably why there isn't one in, you know, Austin and San Antonio right now.
I'd rather see Salt Lake City, Portland. I mean, all of these places, they would be really helping the pro sports environment. Raleigh-Durham would be great, although it's a college sports town. Charlotte, maybe. I think Nashville is a given.
Here's another that has been on my mind. How about Albuquerque, New Mexico?
Oh, Joel. Be still my heart. I would love that. I would absolutely love. I don't think there's a snowball's chance in hell of it happening, but I would love it.
Is that just because of like the heat and stuff down there, you think? Or
I think the economy too. I think there's so much more money to be made in places like Raleigh and Nashville. But it sure seems likely, doesn't it? Doesn't seem like Manfred's messing around. He goes on Sunday Night Baseball, I think it was, and talks about this stuff. You don't just like casually throw out that you want to see, oh yeah, I want to see expansion and I want to use this. I think it's a good opportunity to change geographic alignment.
Were there similar, like, you know, a handful of years ago, were there similar vibes and talk and all that stuff in the NHL before it got Vegas and Seattle, like the, you know, the rumblings and stuff? Is it ever going to come to fruition? And
they were a lot more resolute with it.
Okay.
You knew. Like, they were pretty... Gary's been very overt about wanting to add teams. They're going to go to 34 in a couple years. How about that?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what sites by chance?
I don't. I've read it, but like I know a $2 million buy-in. Pacific Northwest for them, too? I don't know. That would be a little... it wouldn't be crowded. Maybe that's where I read.
Like in the...
Let's look at that.
The NHL expansion teams would go to the Pacific Northwest?
Right. Yes.
So... You would think Portland absolutely is one of those.
Yep. Oh, okay. Here we go.
If they just went to Seattle.
Yep. So they've talked about Houston, Quebec City, Portland, Salt Lake City, but that happened. They've talked about Atlanta going back there for a third time, which, dear God, no, don't. Kansas City, Halifax, Nova Scotia, Hamilton, Ontario, Milwaukee. Yeah, we're really down in the weeds. Definitely not Atlanta. Houston or Austin, maybe. I could kind of get down with that.
It sort of does seem a little weird that you've got a bunch of really big markets in the state of Texas, but only one NHL team. And I know, you know,
yeah, but
hockey,
it's not
hot weather down there.
I mean, the Stars try really hard to draw, and they do an excellent job, and that's a great building, and they are very, like, out in the community, accessible, doing everything they can to grow the game, and it's still a challenge. I'd like to see them go to Portland. I think that makes a lot of sense. I wasn't sure whether they were worried about, you know, you have Seattle and Vancouver and all that, but, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Kansas City, I guess I could see. Milwaukee, I guess I could see. I went to Quebec City a couple years ago. The Penguins played a preseason game up there. Oh, my goodness. What an experience. If they could ever get back and bring the Nordiques back, I mean, those people love them some hockey, man. There's, like, very little English. Obviously, you're in a different country, but, like, it's a challenging country if you don't speak fluent French. So that would be fun, but... Wouldn't mind seeing that. Hamilton, Ontario, that's basically Buffalo. That's like Toronto getting another team. Not that I have a problem with it, but that area is kind of served.
I tell you what. What about Hartford, Connecticut again?
Bring back the Whalers.
You know, either them or do you think Providence could hold a team?
I think it could,
like,
yeah.
Like hockey it's so big. Like you get like every single year, all the teams from the state of Massachusetts and the whole New England area.
I know.
Like you're getting one of them in the Frozen Four, guaranteed. And like the same thing for around like Minnesota and Wisconsin. That's why I think Milwaukee would make a lot of sense. You know, with Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin, and even, you know, Minnesota and Michigan neighboring it.
Yeah.
You know, that's
Wisconsin
a hockey area.
Would make a lot of sense. I agree with you. What a beautiful city too. Oh my goodness.
Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Haven't been, but that would be on the bucket list.
I'm a very big fan of the many things I miss about being a baseball writer and the travel. Milwaukee is up there. All of the NL Central cities, honestly. I was talking to my wife recently about going to Ireland, and I'm going to Ireland for the Post-Gazette and spending a week over there. And not that I'm not excited about it, but I was saying to her, I'm like, honestly, the cities that I care about going to the most are the lamest cities you could possibly say. I'm like, I want to go to Wrigley. I want to go to Chicago. I miss going to St. Louis. I miss going to Milwaukee. It's like such a baseball dork thing, but it's true. I have like more interest in going to San Diego than I do Ireland. But I don't care. I'll own it. I wish Major League Baseball would think differently, though. I meant what I said earlier. I don't need to hear about your geographic realignment. I don't need to hear about your expansion. What I need to hear about is a different economic system. I don't have any hope that it's going to happen. I get asked that a lot. Like, do you see a cap and a floor being put in? And I don't. I wish I did. Baseball badly needs something like that. I would even try to get creative with revenue sharing funds. That's such a point of contention. I wish Major League Baseball would put strings on them and incentivize them. Like, if you spend your money a certain way and you do really well, maybe you draw more. But if you spend them on processes and you flop, then you lose revenue sharing funds. Like, you want to make sure that owners are putting money back into the team. You have to have a requisite amount. Like, your payroll has to be a certain amount if you're going to get revenue sharing funds. There's a way to create an equation that says you have to spend on this. I don't know if owners would agree with that. It's an interesting discussion, right? Like, they do want, owners like Bob Nutting, they want revenue sharing changed, but they want revenue sharing with strings attached. I don't know. You get more money, but we're going to direct and dictate how you spend it. It's a question for another day. That does it for tonight. This has been really fun. Happy to get back in here for a fan evening show. Joel, always a pleasure seeing you, my friend. Thank you so much for your hard work.
Great stuff. Great conversation. Everything tonight, Jason. That was fun. A lot of fun.
I'm sorry to dupe you on our draft.
Hey, that's my fault.
And he still beat me.
We'll make it up in, you know, next show or whatever we do together where we'll have the all-time.
All right.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Good deal. I like it. This has been the Fan Evening Show. Nightly Sports Call is next. I'm Jason Mackey, and you're listening to Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.